I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show from Shell Rotella. Dave Waterman. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Glad to be here. It's again, I say this every year I'm in front of you. It doesn't seem like it's been a year.
It doesn't seem like it's been a year, but here we are. We're coming up on another Shell Rotella Super Rigs. This is the 35th annual Shell Rotella Super Rigs. Now, do you realize that I have, this will be my 17th year as a judge, so I'm getting to the halfway mark. Pretty soon I'll be able to say I've judged over half of them.
Exactly.
Which is great. So
it's nice having your level of expertise, you know, on the judging line so that you can bring that continuity every year.
Well, you know what I learned at this event, it's so great. The drivers really have been like professors and they've taught me so much. Dan Arce and all the folks at Shell on the technical side, having conversations while we're there, it's been a wealth of information that I think probably benefits our audience. You know, that's what it's about, you know, trying to be able to relate to the drivers and what they go through. And it's helped me do that so much better. So let's talk about this. We're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma in May. What are the dates for the 35th annual Shell Rotella Super Rigs?
It's May 18th through the 20th. We're going to be at the Expo Square, which is part of the big convention space they have there in Tulsa.
Right.
If anyone follows any of the big state fairs, this is their equivalent to what we have in Texas, where Big Tex is out front.
Right.
They've got the Golden Driller. So
yeah,
it's very iconic in terms of a place. And in terms of space itself, there's more than enough asphalt to accommodate all the trucks that want to come and show off their trucks.
Right. I just ran into somebody from Tulsa, and he actually said to me, he goes, well, If you guys are doing something in Tulsa, you're going to do it at the Expo Square. You're going to do it at the Square. I said, actually, you're right. How did you know that? And he goes, no, that would be the only place you would have something like that.
It's situated very closely off the main interstates.
Yeah.
It's got shower facilities as part of the travel trailer lot that they have on site.
Mm.
As I mentioned, tons of asphalt with no medians to interrupt the flow of the trucks.
Right.
It's walking distance to restaurants, stores, hotels. In fact, there is a hotel on site for those drivers that want to get out of their truck at night and sleep on a real bed.
Sure. And so this is a great event every year. It gets bigger and better, and we see so many great trucks. You know, it seems like only yesterday that we were down in San Antonio, you know, and judging some trucks down there. But we've been all over the U.S., and having it in Tulsa is going to be really great because it's a great trucking town. But it's also, you know, that's a thoroughfare for drivers. They, you know, our friends from Joplin that may have been with us in the past, maybe they'll come over. It's not that far of a drive from Joplin. So there's a lot of trucking that goes through Tulsa, Oklahoma, but it's not just about you know, the trucks themselves. It's also about, you know, having fun while we're out there and really, you know, kind of taking it all in. So tell us more about the event.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You mentioned first is location, and one thing that amazed me, and I just wasn't aware of this, it's part of Old Route 66.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know,
we'll
pull in that history, which, you know, you mentioned Joplin's right down the road.
Yeah.
They just connected. It was part of the structure of commerce early in the development of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Super Rigs 2017, we're still going to have the concerts. We'll do a truck parade from the expo down to downtown Tulsa. It's going to be a little bit different in that I want the truckers to actually have a good time without feeling like they're showing off the truck. So we're not going to do the light show Friday night downtown. We'll do that Thursday night at the expo so everyone
Great.
Can compete
Awesome.
And just relax. But when they go downtown, we'll have a concert on Guthrie Green, which is one of the areas of the Tulsa downtown. So that'll be free to everyone. There's also a minor league baseball game going on, so there's access to that, and then street parties, because they have multiple districts down there. So there's just going to be an abundance of activities for the truckers to take part in while still showing off their trucks as they're parked on the curb in
yeah.
this old downtown area.
Really nice. And can they get registered ahead of time? Can they go to the website and get signed up?
Yeah, we don't have it up there yet. We're working through some technical glitches.
Okay.
But very soon we'll have that up and they can register. In fact, we encourage them to register in advance because specific to the truck parade, it's a tight downtown compared to Joplin, where it was just a one straightaway. So we want to make sure it's first come, first serve, and we get maybe 50, 60 trucks downtown.
Right.
So we'll get that up there, and then they can start registering and let us know whether they want to participate in the truck parade. Also, back to that Friday night, after the minor league ball game, there's a fireworks display. So it really is going to be a festive evening.
Yeah.
And again, you got restaurants in every corner surrounding it. It's just going to be a fun time.
Yeah. And again, we want you to keep going back to the website soon. You'll be able to register ahead of time. Make sure you do that, even if it's just a few days before, you're heading out. But come on out, have fun, drivers. We want you to compete, but, from a judge's perspective, we love it when drivers show up and just have a great time. We know that there's a lot of hard work that goes into a super rig, leading up to the event. And then, of course, all of the detailing that goes on either on site or right before you get there. But, just always remember that, we want you to have a good time, do your best to enjoy it and relax, and it'll be a really great friendly competition.
No, absolutely. And just lastly, Super Rigs it was put on by Rotella, but it was put on as a way to pay back the truckers for all that hard work they do.
Right.
So it's our way of giving back in some small way to pay recognition to what they do to keep this country moving.
Yeah.
So they can come and just mix it up a little bit with their friends that are, customizing their trucks, or just regular guys running the highway. They're welcome to stop by as well, because you don't have to have a super rig to participate in the Super Rigs event.
Right.
It's a gathering space for you guys and gals who are out there, running the highways and making things happen.
Right. Spend some time talking to other people in the industry, talk to the judges. We love to talk to anybody and everybody that's behind the wheel. As judges, we love to share, know what anything that they want to share with us about their operation, about their life on the road. It's always interesting. And remember, it's about, working trucks. We invite everyone to come out, but, really the essence of this is about working trucks. So it's really great to see those trucks that, many of them, it's amazing to see how many can put so many miles on a truck every year and still have it look great. I don't know how they do it, but.
But as a judge, you guys have told me, ever since we've been working together on this, you look past those minor chips and things like that in the paint because you understand they're working trucks.
Right.
You look at really the sweat equity that's in that truck and look at their logbooks and say, well, yeah, this is clearly working, but yet it still looks awesome.
I remember there's a couple, a husband and wife driving team, Tony and Robin Bartels, and they had little cans of touch-up paint on board, and so they would show me, okay, this is how we kind of, we'll fill in the chips here. So that was kind of telling me the story of, you would see the chips, but we actually we'll go behind it and we'll fill in with this paint, this touch-up paint here, and we will look for those signs that this truck has been working. And that's always great to see, because that tells us that's a little bit of the life of that truck, and like the wrinkles around my eyes.
I don't see any.
Well, it's the touch-up paint that I'm using. Yes, I carry that on board. But it's so great to hear the stories of the drivers and the stories of the equipment. And it's just great. So we'll see you May 18th through the 20th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey everyone, Rotella.com/SuperRigs. Go take a look. We'll be adding stuff constantly as far as the amenities and the what you can expect in terms of from the surrounding area. The Tulsa folks are super supportive, and they're really rolling out the carpet to make this a great event this year.
It's going to be great. Dave, can't wait for it. Thanks for sitting down today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, as always.